Welcome to Stateside. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Cynthia Canty. Post-minimalist music's getting a lot of attention on the music scene. On our show today, we talk with acclaimed contemporary music teacher, composer, producer, and performer Bill Ryan. We talk about his group Bill Band and the making of their first CD in nearly a decade. Plus, high gas prices apparently mean more of us are choosing to hop on a train. We'll talk about rising numbers of rail passengers. But first, news out of Lansing. Governor Snyder announced today that he does support expanding Medicaid eligibility to hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents who don't have insurance. That expansion comes under the Obama administration's health care overhaul. And there are benefits for states that decide to expand Medicaid. The federal government will pick up the entire cost for the first 3 years and 90% over the long haul. But the governor is likely to run into resistance from fellow Republicans who are opposed to the Affordable Health Care Act. Meanwhile, the governor is also gearing up to deliver his budget proposal for fiscal year 2013-2014. That happens tomorrow. Now, you could say unveiling the proposal begins the debate in Lansing over what should and should not be funded. So which programs and which initiatives could be winners and which could be the losers in the governor's spending plan and in what the legislature ultimately does with it? We're joined now by Chris Gouts, who's capital correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business, and Dave Eggert. He's the Lansing reporter for the Associated Press. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Chris, I want to start with you. This budget is really a measure of values, meaning what does Rick Snyder believe to be important enough to spend money on? Now, earlier today, we learned that he will accept those federal funds and he will go ahead to expand Medicaid in Michigan. So what else do you think will be on the governor's list?
Well, I think there could be a number of, you know, big priority items for him because, you know, budgets are about priorities. I mean, that's what a budget is. And so I think in past budgets, we've seen him, take a look at some of the things that he really wants to move forward on. And one of those is just, to be plain, to have a structurally balanced budget, which the state hasn't seen in a number of years. So for him, even though that's not really a sexy thing, I mean, that's probably the most important thing to him, especially as the rating agencies look at Michigan. You know, that's just a big thing in itself. But I think I'll be interested to see whether or not he includes any funds for his transportation plan, whether he assumes that will be, you know, part of that. I'll be looking to see, you know, especially what he does with education. He took a lot of grief, you know, for cutting education in the 2011 budget and then putting some money back. So, you know, it's hard to tell right now the way that the school aid budget is looking, whether or not it's going to be ripe for cuts again. You know, if tradition holds, what we've seen with this Republican legislature do is you cut in the first year and then you add back to the budget during the election year when people are starting to notice. So I'll be looking to see if that sort of holds true again this time around.
Dave Eggert, what's the view from the Associated Press chair?
Oh, I agree with Chris as well. It'll be key to see on his transportation plan. I kind of assume he will assume that he'll be base his plan on some sort of road funding being passed. Last year, the state had to sort of rob from its general fund to make sure it got enough federal money for roads, and I think the governor doesn't want to see that happen again. Another interesting issue of the governor, like Chris said, likes to have a balanced budget, a structurally balanced budget, and he's expected to probably want to set aside some money again for what's known as the rainy day fund, and that could set up some tension in the Capitol as to whether that's the best place for the money to go or not, given priorities in other spending areas.
Well, I want to get the thoughts from both of you on how you think these possible spending goals are going to be received by the legislature, because, of course, we've got Democrats still stinging from everything that happened in lame duck, and especially right to work, and you've got Republicans who might not be very happy about deepening Michigan's involvement in the Obama health care plan. So, Chris, your thoughts on what the legislature will think about these possible goals?
Well, I think one of the things where you'll see some bipartisan, I don't want to say agreement, as Dave said, is with the rainy day fund, because that's an issue where you've got some Democrats and Republicans who both don't like the direction that the governor is taking the state in terms of having, you know, a savings account, basically. You know, Democrats are saying, you know, you're cutting all these areas. Why are you still, you know, you've got this big pot of money sitting there, you know, let's lessen some of these cuts. And you've got Republicans saying, how are you going to expect me to vote for a tax increase on the roads when you've got this big pot of money sitting there? So I expect him to probably put some more in there because, I mean, that's the way he is. I mean, he's a nerd. He's an accountant. He knows mm-hmm. the importance of having that savings in there. So that's one of the things that I think will be received on a bipartisan way, but in viewing it in a different way. They're also going to be, like I said, the Republicans are going to be, you know, not probably so keen on some of the transportation funding issues as well as the Medicaid expansion. So those are probably the two things that I'll be looking for the most.
And the governor has actually admitted he needs bipartisan support for the road issue, that road funding. He's looking for probably more than $1 billion a year. And Dave, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think on the road funding, you're right. I mean, he will need Democratic votes, and I think a key thing to look for, you know, it probably won't be a part of the budget, but going forward in budget negotiations is just what do Democrats get in return for supporting any sort of additional road funding. You know, they remain upset over tax changes that were made in the governor's first year in office. So I think, you know, I think Democrats are still in the midst of trying to figure out what are they going to ask for. You know, might want to look at tax policy for Michigan residents.
So if I could add, you know, the governor likes to talk about, especially with transportation, he likes to talk about how this hasn't been done since 97. And, you know, that's when Engler raised revenue for the roads and sort of about the same amount that in some of the ways that the governor Snyder is looking at. He did so by selling it as sort of a net tax cut for middle-class families because he paired the increase in the gas tax with tuition credits for college and for child care. So those are two things that Governor Snyder and the Republicans completely eliminated in their 2011 budget. So now it's a tax increase for those same middle-class families these last 2 years. So, like Dave said, you know, what are Democrats going to get out of this? Are they going to say, let's put some of those back in, or let's increase the EITC or some of these things so that, you know, they have something to go back and have a reason to vote for the transportation piece?
Are either of you getting a sense that as to how much cooperation, for lack of a better word, Rick Snyder is going to get from Democrats, and he needs it, who are touching back on what we were just talking about with Right to Work and what happened in Lame Duck, who are just still, you know, furious over what happened and are going to look to try to stick it to him?
I think the feelings have started to wane a little bit. I don't think it's as strong and as fervent as it was, you know, a month ago. There's always going to be that tension just between Democrats and Republicans, but I don't sense that they're just going to continue to just completely vote no, because they have a really sort of a balancing act that they've got to do here, because while on some of these things the Republicans need Democrats to vote for them, if they push too hard and if they ask for too much, you know, the Republicans can just, if they bring their folks together in a room and say, look, let's just do this ourselves, and then the Democrats are left with nothing. So they can't be too obstinate. They're going to have to try to get some things, but not push too hard, because the Republicans, while they have the majority, they are going to need Democrats' votes for some things. But if they push too much, the Democrats will just find a way to push all of them, push it all through themselves and just get it done.
Dave Eggert, any last predictions looking ahead to Thursday's unveiling?
I think, you know, it's always interesting to see if there'll be any other kind of proposed tax changes or in other areas is fees. See what the governor has planned for you know, hunting and fishing license fees, some other areas. He wants to put more money into dredging Great Lakes, which is a big issue with falling water levels. So there's some other parts of the budget that won't get as much attention that still should be interesting to see how it plays out in coming months.
And final thoughts from you, Chris.
Yeah, I think the dredging issue is something that is going to be brought up. I believe that's going to be part of a supplemental, but I think he also wants to do that in sort of ongoing funding for the budget. And that is a big interest in the business community as well, because suppliers that move freight on the waterways, you know, they can't ship as much because of the water level. So they want to see something done there, but that's not as much of a state issue. But and then you also always look to see if there's any going to be any prison closures. That's always mm-hmm. something in communities that you always want to look for. And then also in the last couple budgets, I know that local municipal governments are going to be looking to see what, if any, new strings that the state's going to attach to their revenue-sharing dollars, and also the education community. We've seen strings attached there as well, so that's something that we'll be looking for.
Chris Galtz, Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, and Dave Eggert, the Lansing reporter for the Associated Press, giving us some things to watch for as Governor Snyder delivers his budget for fiscal 2013-2014 tomorrow. Guys, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And moving now from Lansing to Detroit, 5 months after the start of jury selection, they've rested the case. Testimony has ended in the corruption trial of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, his father Bernard, and his close friend, contractor Bobby Ferguson. The three are charged with scheming to enrich themselves by fixing contracts and pressuring businesses to pay bribes, essentially accused of using the mayor's office as a personal piggy bank. The trio all remained silent. They chose not to testify in their own defense, and the Kilpatrick defense offered no new witnesses today. Closing arguments are set for Monday in Detroit Federal Court. If convicted, they face 20 years in prison.